The old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, we're going to start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment, produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her story moment today is about retablos and their saints. That's your cue.
The Saint Painters. A tradition of religious painting flourished in New Mexico in the years prior to statehood in 1912. Introduced by the Spanish as a means of converting a largely illiterate Indian population to Catholicism, retablos became popular throughout the Southwest. Retablos originally were painted on tin, but in New Mexico, self-taught artists used materials largely derived from nature, mixing their own paint pigments to decorate roughly cut wooden panels. And while the images recall folk art traditions, it was important that this pictorial history of the saints followed church guidelines. Retablos were worshipped in churches as well as private homes during their heyday in the 18th and 19th centuries. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
Bernie's getting better on that accordion.
You like that? Yeah. He actually used to play accordion as a small kid.
He'd
be tracking that 1,000-pound accordion around
in
Pennsylvania in the snow. Yeah.
Well, that was a nice thing you did there with the history moment retablos.
Well, that's actually from the music's from the Milagro Beanfield War, which took place up in northern New Mexico. And I thought, I kind of fit in with St. Peter's such. So.
Well, it was nice. Okay, but you're doing this for the History Alliance on Facebook.
History Alliance, yes, which is a great organization, which is part of next week what's going on down there with the preservation talk we were talking about earlier. And if you want to get involved in history, or you just want to, we get a lot of calls from people that are talking about their history or have things they want to talk about or want to learn things, give Bernie Sargent a call at 915-581-7920. And other people that are involved in history are like people like Barbara Given Bainey, who's putting on the Remember in El Paso When Facebook page and has a lot of help there. She has a lot of volunteers and who are we highlighting this week.
Rose Matthews is new.
She's a new one.
And she's working with, and I think Barbara could use some more help. So go on that page and talk to Barbara if you need.
Yeah, it's a great page.
It's fabulous archives. It's just,
news.
And these are all volunteers and they're just doing it because they think it should be done.
Yeah.
And then we thank them for that. All right, moving on to the history at hand. We have Martha Vetta still here. And Martha, the stuff you're talking about, a lot of people I think would say, well, no, I've never heard that like me. I mean, we were not taught our history growing up here. You went to Eastwood. You were not taught your history. I can tell you right now.
Right.
And neither was I. And so that's what's wrong with this town. Melissa, you said in California it was an entire year course.
Well, no. I mean, we learned about it all the time. I mean, it was very much promoted because they used it for their cultural heritage tourism. Well, you heard about it all the time growing up in school.
Yeah, but in school and curriculum.
In school and curriculum. We learned about the missions. We learned about the Spaniards. And I mean, it was just part of your way you grew up.
That's
there.
How it should be here, Martha. What do you think?
Absolutely.
And
we've
got to
be like Galveston and Santa Fe and the people that really know their history.
Well, and like California that's taught
California,
in the school. And so
yes.
When Jose Rodriguez was in here when we came in, I should get him and say, Jose, change the curriculum at the state level, please.
Yeah, and that's what it
like
is.
Like he can do that.
But see, I think it's happened all over the country now, though, too. They're teaching to the task or whatever it is. You know, they're too busy trying to teach. You know, if they just – I think kids are much better educated back then in a sense of their – overall history and people as a whole. Now they're teaching them to letters and numbers, and I just don't think kids are coming out as well
educated.
But the
thing is, we've got fascinating history here. It's fun to play with. I mean, what do you think, Martha?
Absolutely. You know, the Spaniards were great archivists. They documented everything. And so when I go and read things, you know, I want to read from those archives. My favorite book is Don Juan de Oñate, Colonizer of New Mexico by Hammond and Ray.
Hammond and Ray. Okay,
published in 1953.
This is the book you suggest people get. Okay.
I suggest
Hammond
and Ray's Don Juan de Oñate, Colonizer of New Mexico.
Okay. And yes. So that would help somebody with a big summation of what you're talking about.
Yes. Okay. They actually went to through every archive, every piece of literature, letter, and compiled the whole thing. So for me, that is the book.
Have you ever, you know about the archives in the church in Juarez, the Guadalupe Church?
Yes.
They have archives from apparently day one forward. And somebody at UTEP got a grant, went over there, microfilmed all of that.
Yes.
So if you really want to study that kind of history, it's now a lot easier than going there looking up old dusty books. They've got it on archives on microfilm at the UTEP library. So if you want to get into, in fact, you and I should go over there. Because I can't do Spanish. Help me find the lost Padre mine, would you?
Yes.
It's got to be in those archives.
I will. My dad was one of the ones that was looking for that lost
Is
Padre
really?
Mine.
Really? You know who else was also looking? And that was Tom Lee, the mayor. Mm-hmm. He had prospectors on his payroll.
Wow.
The daddy did, Tom Lee, the artist's father.
Yes.
When he was mayor, they had a whole prospector group looking for that. Well, mm-hmm. By the way, we've had a call from out there in the world listening to us. What is the special at Pepe's? Would you grab that menu right there, flip it over, and pick a special there? Because even though we may not be going, there are other people are going, and they get what we call the Oñate special, which you're about to pick. It is?
The red chili cheese enchilada.
Oh, that's perfect for today.
Red chili cheese enchilada. And that's Sergio calling in for his order. But that's a special today, which means if you go to Pepe's and order that today because you heard it on the radio, you will get it for $6 no matter what the heck the price is. So, Oñate special.
I'm going over there.
Are you today? Oh, my God, you should. But again, the what was it? What was you said the special Oñate special today is?
Red chili cheese enchilada.
There we go. Okay. You know, people call us up and keep us honest here. And I'm sorry, we're not going to make it. We got this busy radio things we got.
Crazy, yeah.
And you got Luminarios.
Yeah, Luminarios.
And again, that's tonight. At what time?
It's going to start at 6 o'clock and run until 9 p.m. if there's no rain, which
it's going away.
It's going away.
The rain's gone.
It's going to be perfect weather for cookies and hot chocolate and hot cider and sitting by a bonfire after you walk through the gardens. It'll be beautiful.
Hang out in the dark.
The only thing like it in El Paso.
But it's not dark because you got Luminarios.
Yeah, it'll be blue. Well, very romantic.
There's a question for you, Martha Vera. Where did Luminarios come from?
They came from Spain.
Ah,
because they're called, they're luminarias, they're lights. And so they would use these either lanterns or the paper bags.
Yes. What's a farolito?
Farolito is the same thing.
Same thing.
Little light.
Little farolitos. So, but these things are that was a tradition all the way back in Spain. Put a candle and some sand in a bag and
posadas were traditions in Spain.
Oh my God!
So many of the things that we think of as being Mexican traditions were actually Spanish
from Spain.
Traditions.
Well, talk about this now. We sort of got Oñate up and we figured out how the Spaniards got here. They were looking for silver.
Yes.
And do you know how close he came to hitting that mountain of silver?
He came very close.
About 25 miles.
Yes.
Just missed it in the middle of New Mexico. The capital of New Mexico would have been at Hillsboro had this worked out.
Right.
But they didn't find that one. And somebody else did later on. But in the meantime, we got Oñate up there. He's parked. He's doing his thing. New Spain in El Paso, in our side of the river, was kind of like nothing here.
Right. There was nothing here. El Paso wasn't here. There was nothing here. After the... 81 years later, after the Acoma War, there's peace for 81 years. So Don Juan de Oñate is not there anymore.
You call it the Acoma Wars?
Well, yes, because, you know, they were trying to figure out how do we punish the Acoma for killing, for massacring.
Oh, you're talking about 1599, 1598,
yes,
whatever.
Yes, 1599.
Okay.
So they end up having peace after that. You know, they punished the natives, they according to Spanish law, and what was current punishment in Europe at that particular time.
That's what they did.
That's what they did.
Okay.
They didn't do anything other than what was already done there.
And 80 years later, 82 years later, here comes the Pueblo Revolt.
The Pueblo Revolt of 1680. The Spaniards are pushed back to Isleta, what's now Isleta.
The southern part of Albuquerque.
From the southern part of Albuquerque all the way here to Isleta here. The Isleta del Sur, many of them come with them and establish their area there. The Spaniards give them a land grant for 36 by 36 square mile land grant.
In Isleta.
In Isleta.
El Paso, Isleta.
Yes.
It should be all the way up to the freeway. way over into Mexico.
Right.
And so when the Tiguas lost land, they lost all of it.
They lost, yes, most of
it. You got the
it.
White guys coming in from Austin with their pieces of paper saying, we're going to kick you off your land because you can't read. So they posted it on the door that this land didn't pay its taxes. And then the Tiguas lose their land because they couldn't read the notice. The other part was killed by Mexico. It said, we don't know about your land. You moved the river, we got it. You know, you're gone.
Right.
And so the Tiguas here did not get the same consideration as the Pueblos up north. You know what the other reason was Abraham Lincoln. When Abraham Lincoln wanted to solidify the territories of New Mexico, he went and recognized all of those tribes. He didn't bother with the one down here in the Confederate state.
Oh, that's sad.
And that changed that's why the Tiguas here were never really officially federally recognized. Mm-hmm. They were up north because it was a north-south Confederate thing. And that fascinates me. Anyway, so now take us into New Spain, because New Spain would have then been basically on the border here, would have been El Paso del Norte, what is now Juarez.
Right. So let's go now almost 100 years later.
Okay.
So 1780.
Okay.
We have Spain becoming very, very progressive. It's doing very, very well. The 13 colonies are getting established. Benjamin Franklin starts thinking we're going to need help to kick out all of these English that are here.
Okay. So you're talking about the American Revolution.
The American Revolution.
Is creeping up on the Spaniards.
Yes.
Okay, what happened?
So Benjamin Franklin goes to France and asks France for help. The French say, you know, we can help you, but we're not going to be able to take over anything from the British. They are going to win. So what we need to do is we need to ask Spain for their help. So they go to King Carlos.
The Americans, colonists, go to King Carlos.
Yes.
Oh my! Who went? You said Benjamin Franklin himself?
Yes.
Sam Adams.
Yeah, they go there with an interpreter. They ask, actually, you know what? It was the French guy who went over there, and he talked to the king and said, you know, they're going to need help to kick the English out.
So bottom line, what happened?
Bottom line, the Spaniards, the king said, yes, we will help you. They were going to have all of New Spain, anyone who lived here, depending upon what their income was going to give 1 to 3 pesos to fund the war. And they were going to help.
They were collecting a tax in New Spain to help the American Revolution?
Yes, absolutely.
See, this is something people don't know.
Nobody liked England at that time, because England was a mass conqueror.
They were kicking all over the world.
Right. Although Spain owned 3/4 of it. And so they were thinking, we don't want them encroaching over here either.
Exactly, yeah.
So they decide that they're going to take this tax. The money is going to go by uniforms, food. They're going to have cattle drives up to the New England states.
And this is
they're
all
going to send money.
They're benefiting the American Revolution from the Rio Grande Valley.
Right.
The border of New Spain.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It was benefiting the American Revolution, but it was also protecting New Spain.
Right.
Right. They had a second agenda there.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a first agenda, whatever. But interesting stuff. So that's why this is now an interesting idea, what you are doing in your group of trying to figure out how to get the Daughters of the American Revolution involved.
Well, they have been involved for quite a while. Bernardo de Galvez was in charge of this whole North American continent where New Spain was. And so he's helping get everything organized. Cuba is sending money as well.
Really?
The women of Cuba give all of their silver jewelry. And so if anybody knows what the U.S. dollar sign is, the U.S. dollar sign is a short, a shortcut?
Shorthand
for the Spanish escudo.
Escudo, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how we get the dollar sign, what it is.
Right. Oh, so because they were two columns with a little ivy going back and forth.
And so that's the decorum.
That was a shortcut.
Oh, my. We got to take a call before we do trivia here. We're going to go to Carlos. Carlos, got you on the radio. What's on your mind, dude? Thank you. Where'd he go?
We lost him.
Carlos! What happened to Carlos? I didn't do that. I just sat here talking to Carlos. Carlos, you hit the button on your phone, dude. Well, we got to go to trivia anyway. We got Martha Vetta here talking about New Spain. And that book, rename that book, because somebody who wants to know what we're talking about and go research it themselves. Again, it was the original Villagra.
It was the original Villagra.
Villagran.
He is the archivist. Chronologist for Don Juan de Oñate.
And so that turned into this other book?
This other book actually has his chronology as well as letters from Don Juan de Oñate to the king back to Don Juan de Oñate.
All the official correspondence. Everything. Okay. And that book is called?
It's called Don Juan de Oñate, Colonizer of New Mexico. Because that's what he was.
That's what you need to get to understand this whole story much better. Okay. We have Martha Vetta here for the hour, and what they're going to do now is call trivia.
Going to do trivia.
You been ready for trivia?
Yes, I'm real ready for trivia.
Oh, do some trivia.
Okay.
What's trivial right now?
For $20 in food coupons to Pepe's in New Canutillo, or El Paso Gold DVD, we have, let's see, the first question is, in 1780, let me go back. Yeah,
that's okay. A hard question so far, huh?
Well, it was in 1780. Who ordered every citizen of New Spain, including El Paso, to donate 1 or 2 pesos at least to the American Revolutionary cause?
Okay, that's question one.
And then also, what was the size of a Spanish land grant in Isleta?
Oh, okay.
We mentioned that.
The original grant is not today's grant.
What was it then? It was real easy.
Well, we start up Carlos again. So before we go to break and figure this out, Carlos, we didn't finish our conversation. Oh, turn your radio down, dude. Okay. Right.
Well, why don't you, you can go ahead and message me on Facebook. And I can get that answer for you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, dude. Appreciate that. All right, we're going to go to trivia now. And the trivia is?
Going to be, I forgot. Let me get back over here. Okay. The question is, the first one, in 1780, who ordered every citizen of New Spain, including El Paso, to donate 1 or 2 pesos minimum to the American Revolutionary cause?
Question two.
And the question was, the second one, what was the size of the land grant in Isleta?
Ah, we know that.
That was an easy one.
It went up to the freeway. You figure it out.
That's right.
And call us if you know the answer. We'll give you stuff.
That's right. 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, visit GetDentalInfo.com for affordable coverage. That's GetDentalInfo.com. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can go online today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. It helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. This coverage from Physicians Mutual Insurance Company is ideal for people who are retired or on Medicare, or for anyone who can't get dental insurance through work. Go to GetDentalInfo.com for a free information kit with all the details. That's GetDentalInfo.com. GetDentalInfo.com.
When seniors need treatment for cancer and other serious diseases, they count on Medicare Part B for access to their doctor and life-saving medicines. But the Trump administration's health department is pushing a risky experiment that could be disastrous for your Medicare benefits. Under the Trump administration's plan, middlemen and HHS bureaucrats, not your doctor, could direct your cancer care. Patients with cancer could be forced to use older, less effective medicines, not the treatment their doctor feels is best for them. And under this proposal, cancer treatment would be paid based on rates from countries with European-style healthcare, where access to new medicine is rationed and patients often wait months for care. Senator John Cornyn has always protected seniors' Medicare benefits, and they need him now more than ever. Call him today at 202-224-3121. Urge Senator Cornyn to stop the Trump administration's experiment with cancer care before it's too late. Paid for by Alliance for Patient Access.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-253-2181. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-253-2181. 1-800-253-2181. 1-800-253-2181.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got some trivia coming up here. We got Dan and Norma on hold. One line's open, 544-5876, if you want to get involved. I'll let you know, coming in next week, December 15th, this is the week we're going to do a live broadcast from downtown El Paso. We will have Rick Kern doing reporting for us. And the name of the event is Preservation Forum on Restoring Duringito. Like, if they were to keep it as is and turn it into history in an old El Paso, what would that be?
So cool.
And the man who puts his money where his mouth is will be leading and moderating the event, J.P. Bryan. Mm-hmm. This is on the edge of politics, which we don't like to do on this show because it gets people mad, but this is also preserving El Paso history.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing it. Another way we might back off on that, but we're going to try to do that from live from down there, a lot of the show, and also get reports. Plus, we'll have Margaret, apparently Margaret Smith is going to join us in the in the studio, and she is a Trost relative?
Yes, she is.
A great niece of Henry?
And she's the keeper of the history. She has some incredible history of the family, and she's got great stories.
Plus, they have some cool fundraisers coming. Is that a train trip coming up?
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about
cool
all that.
Stuff.
And anyway.
There I am.
Hey, back.
Hello.
I wonder where
I'm
you
here,
are.
Yes.
Bernie Sargent back for more history stories on December 22nd. I've asked him to take a look at the Zach White family. And what they're doing today is developing West El Paso. It's interesting to see. December 30th, Scott Cutler, president of the Franklin Mountain Wilderness Coalition, talk about several groups that work to preserve our natural El Paso history, and some other people we're going to get booked on that. January 5, the history of El Paso's fire department since the 1880s. They didn't really need a fire department before the trains came. Why is that?
There's something here.
We'll find out, because we've got a bunch of guys in there that know that history. What do you have?
Well, I've got the Christmas R. This is happening Saturday, December 8th, which is today and tomorrow. Be from 1 p.m. today till 5 p.m. and then tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And it's at the International Museum of Art down there at 1211 Montana. The admission is free and it's the Christmas R is back. It is the event. It's a craft and art fair and will be featuring local artists with specialties including but not limited to painting, sculpture, jewelry, foods and more. And it's going to be a great event. It goes down and supports the museum and the artists themselves. And it's all family oriented. They've got kids activities, story times with the elf and photos with Santa.
Who's the elf?
I don't know. Well, we've got to go down and find out.
Right.
Plus, the Sunset Heights Film Society continues to show films each Saturday afternoon in the International Museum's Arts
Auditorium.
Thank you, auditorium.
Well, they have a whole theater down there.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a good size theater,
yeah,
too. It's a great one to watch movies. So plan on spending your Saturday afternoons with Jay Duncan at 2 p.m. at the insightful commentary and anecdotes.
Buy some popcorn.
And that's at 2 p.m. and it's free admission and parking. So go on. This is a great place to go because they got wonderful things to buy for Christmas.
Well, the International Museum of Art has great history by itself. We had them in here about a month ago.
But you find unique
fascinating.
Gifts
now, Christmas. This is interesting. They're selling stuff to you. All right. Dan and Norma, in that order. We're going to Dan on the radio. Good morning.
Morning, Dan. Okay. We have the question as being, who was the... Oh, no, that wasn't that one. Sorry about that. I jumped around.
He may know the questions.
In 1780, who ordered every citizen of New Spain, including El Paso, to donate 1 or 2 pesos to the American Revolutionary cause?
Who did that?
There you go.
Okay.
Now we have a $20 gift certificate to Pepe's and Canutillo or an El Paso Gold DVD. Which would you be interested in, sir? Oh, you have a choice.
We have,
oh my God, we got Tom Lee's El Paso. We had El Paso's Waco Tanks. We've got Gunfights of the Old West. Let's see.
Legends of the Mountains.
Legends of the Mountains.
You can find the Lost Pottery Mine.
MacGuffin Home. We have Ghost Stories 1, 2, 3, and 4. Oh, my gosh. We go.
Fair enough.
Okay.
And which one?
Well, you know what? I could put them in there with Shelley and talk to her offline. How's that?
You could pick one you like.
Okay.
All right, Dan, thanks a lot for playing. Appreciate it. And thanks for listening from Las Cruces. You take her easy. And we do a lot of history that has a lot to do with Las Cruces. I mean, you say the word Camino Real, it lights up all the way up and down, way down into Mexico. And we should ask our guest, Martha, about the Camino Real in Mexico, because this has some activity on. All right, moving over to Norma. Norma, got you on the radio. Good morning. Whoa, where's Norma in a jet? You flying in a jet? Get closer to the phone, would you? Take it off speaker. Take it off speaker. We can't. It sounds like she's on the
she's
outside.
She's in a car, I think.
She's on the outside of a jet, driving around in the
maybe
sky.
Maybe a broom. I don't know. Is that
Norma? Don't go there. Don't go there. Hey, Norma.
Okay. Well, we have the second question, which was the what was the size of the Spanish land grant in Isleta?
She said about 35.
36.
Okay, so see, Martha helped her with the answer.
Well, Massa Menos.
Well, there's no other caller here, so we're going to give
Massa
it to
Menos.
Her.
There
if
we
there
go.
Was another caller, I'd get uppity, but no.
Okay,
no,
so we have an El Paso Gold DVD or $20 in food coupons for Pepe's. Which would you like?
Oh, you need to go.
There you go.
Did you ever eat at Griggs in the old days out on Donovan? Well, see, these are the same people. They bought the recipes. Pepe used to work for Mr. Griggs, and his wife was one of the people that cooked. And the two of them now run this restaurant. And the whole thing is just really cool to go eat there. So, all right, you got yourself a Pepe's on line 3 for Norma. Anything else on your mind this morning? Anything else on your mind this morning? Well, tell 10 people that you know. But hold on here. Don't go away, Shelley. Come on. Tell you how to pick that up. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and also we got to do El Paso Inc. and talk to Martha more about new. What were we going to talk about? Give us the headlines. We have some things we haven't touched yet.
The Sons and Daughters of the American Revolution.
Oh, my goodness. You got to hear about this coming up after the next break because we got to go do that thing right now. 544, whatever.
5876 or 544-KTSM.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details. But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
There are lots of ads out there for cheap install-it-yourself home security systems, but they may leave you more frustrated than protected. I'm Allie, co-founder of Alarm.com. With Alarm.com systems, a local licensed security expert will professionally design a system to meet your needs. That same team professionally installs your system so it's working on day one. And all Alarm.com systems are professionally monitored 24/7 so you're always protected. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the experts. Visit Alarm.com/home today. That's Alarm.com/home.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
Okay, here's some future history. Guess what's this week only in El Paso, Inc.?
Why El Paso investors are buzzing about a provision tucked into the Trump tax bill.
Why El Paso Sheriff Richard Wiles is defying a judge's order in an unusual immigration case.
Ooh. Where to celebrate the Feast of Our Lady Guadalupe.
El Paso Inc. is El Paso's only locally owned business journal.
El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery and online at elpasoinc.com.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, Soul Signs reports on the El Paso Independent School District's plan to close some schools and how that was received by the public. They have budget issues. Find out what that's all about. Soul's guest is School Board President Trent Hatch.
Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7 Extra with host Saul Sainz.
You say it better than I do, Saul.
Saul. I know he's going to attack me next week. Saul.
Well, Bernie and I were on his show when we started that history on TV thing.
Yeah.
And it was nice to meet him.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, it was interesting. And also that El Paso history on TV, I know Bernie's got some questions asked to him. Are you guys stopping? Are you quitting?
They want more.
Well, we have to make some more.
Yeah.
We made four for the ratings period in November for ABC 7. And we got four more on the drawing boards right now.
Do you know we were at the airport coming back from Houston, and we had a gentleman who was a police officer. He says, Loved it. And we're standing there, and all these people are looking around. Who is Bernie? And it's like, he says, I love the TV. This is really great. He says, you got to do it again. So I was like, oh, my gosh.
Well, I told Bernie to be careful because he's already well-known in El Paso.
I know.
He's now going to be – everybody knows him in El Paso.
I know, but it was just so funny. People like, what TV? Why was he – he was coming back to El Paso. It was a police officer. It was such an honor.
There's an example of what people get excited – I mean, I got this way when I figured out what El Paso history was about. And I had no idea. Like Martha and I were talking earlier, we weren't taught this in our schools here in El Paso. Yeah. And so when you finally find out some of the really cool stuff that happened here, it's like, oh, my God, that happened here where I grew up. And see, that gives a little bit of pride. You realize, well, this is a cool place.
Well, it's like when we were down even in Galveston, everything that they do is really great. We were talking about what we do with our radio. They went, oh, my gosh, that is a great concept. They wish they were doing something like that down there.
Well, I think it'd be hard to start a show like this now.
But they liked what we were doing. Well, that's what I'm saying. Is I'm looking at the positive. It's a great idea.
We're grandfathered in here. We're very happy we're to be here because we were the Leon Met Show for decades, and then now we're this. But it works out because as we talk about El Paso history, people realize what a cool place this was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Martha, you were born here in this area?
Yes,
so
I was
local.
Born here.
Okay, so and Eastwood and UTEP, you said, and on
right.
and on. But so when did you finally start figuring out your history?
Well, we always knew our history. You know,
how?
My grandparents, my mom, my dad.
Okay, your personal family
my
history.
My personal family history.
Was taught to you by your family.
Okay, yes. Personal history.
And I think that's important. I think parents need to take the responsibility also to teach their kids. I think that also happened in my family. You right. As parents, you need to take the responsibility of teaching your kids your own personal history.
Absolutely.
Even if they don't think they're listening, they will listen, believe it or not.
You know, but I think one of the things, the special things about that is that history comes alive when you know what your family did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I am so proud of you know, our whole Camino Real, everything that all of these people did to get here and what they struggled. And those are our grandparents, great-grandparents.
We've heard about Camino Reals in California.
Mm-hmm.
The Los Camino Reales across like San Antonio. There was a whole
right.
bunch of trails going across there.
Right.
But the one we're referring to in El Paso from Zacatecas all the way up to northern New Mexico was the first
right.
interior road for the King of Spain.
Right, called Camino Real de Tierra Adentro.
And that's what they call that crowd up in New Mexico that runs Carta Camino Real.
Yes.
And they do that as sort of like, let's promote the whole Camino Real.
Right.
What has gone on, and it's a national trail, I understand, and that's a biggie. What has gone on with this trail south of the border? Because
well,
you have been involved in that.
Yes, the trail is 1,600 miles long. So Mexico has, with INAH, which is the Instituto Nacional de Antropología e Historia, they have actually worked very hard to make it a World Heritage Site. And they were able to accomplish it. They've celebrated their 8th year as a World Heritage Site for the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro, of which Mr. El Borrego is working on with a group of committee members, and I'm on that committee as well, to have the northern part, which begins from Santa Barbara, Chihuahua, all the way up to Ocahuengue, San Juan de los Caballeros.
Say that slower, Ocahuengue.
Yes, Ocahuengue is the native name for the pueblo
I've seen it written. I just don't
yes.
know how to say it. Okay.
Yes.
So that trail is now the next thing that you want to kind of like to help promote and connect it to the Mexican
yes.
trail as well.
Connect it to the Mexican trail so it'll be complete.
Well, now, what needs to be done? What do we need to do in El Paso to get involved in this?
Well, become part of the committee. And so actually each location is going to have their own committee. So that would entail would be the crossing and anything that happened along that way. So San Elizario is part of it, Ciudad Juarez, along the river, you know, coming up through the pass.
We should explain to people who are wondering about the geography and the fact that we're talking about San Elizario in El Paso County. You go up to Socorro Mission, you go up to the Isleta Mission, and then the next mission that still exists is over in Mexico. So why aren't all of these missions either in the U.S. or all of them in Mexico?
That's because of the river. The river moved. And so San Elizario was actually on the south side of the river. Until it was cemented in.
And that's when
it got moved.
So when the river naturally moved, Mexico got a little upset. Said, whoa, wait a minute. You keep taking our property.
Right.
And the settlement is referred to as the Chamizal.
The Chamizal.
So all of this is all connected, all this history. Once you realize that this is not a separate Chamizal event over here, it was part of this whole thing. And mm-hmm. the whole thing includes the Mission Trail. And all of that used to be in proper Mexico. But because of the river, all of a sudden it's in Texas now.
Right.
And so that's what we got to deal with, the fact that these missions are the oldest missions in right. Texas, beating the Alamo by far.
Absolutely.
And this is the oldest Camino Real anywhere in the system. So you got a lot to brag about if you're hanging out in El Paso County and saying, what happened here? We were the first in so many things happened here. Let's put it
right.
that way. And this whole bizarre thing of the Spaniards deciding – Mr. King of Spain decided to put a road through El Paso. I mean, how crazy is that? Because you realize what he was trying to do. You say, oh, okay. He had the money. He had the people. Ew, he went for
well,
it.
Well, and you know, they did do that shortcut. The reason that Don Juan de Oñate went to San Elizario is because of the Apaches that were in Samalayuca, which are the sand dunes. So they were in that part. They were very aggressive.
Oh.
And so they were trying to get away from the natives. And so that's how they ended up in the San Elizario area.
And they lucked out they did that because they were out of water.
Well,
basically, the Oñate people were out of water. And when they hit the river, they'd drink as much as they could.
However, if they came straight away through the Samalayucan Desert, it would have been closer. But they knew that those aggressive natives were there. They could have all been killed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't. Yeah, they only had 130 soldiers. A total of 539 people, which were men, women, children. They were all families
right.
yeah.
that came with him. So they didn't have very much protection.
Not much choice. To
yeah. It's like we've got to take
desert
the safe road.
Aggressors. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it turned out pretty good because they, yes. they managed to get through here. It's amazing the hardships that they went through down in Mexico. There was some river they crossed that they couldn't get. It was too deep for the sheep, so they had to take the car. Right to
well, it was actually here. You know, when they're crossing the river, there's natives that show up on May 3rd, and on May 4th, they go down there to help the Spaniards move the sheep across because the river was huge. It was coming fast.
April 30th, give or take, May 1st, give or take. You're talking
May
about
3rd.
The runoff
the
of Colorado
spring, yeah, spring
is
runoff.
Happening.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the Mansos? Was the Mansos or Sumas?
The Mansos and Mixtos. Micos and
Micos?
Mansos.
Mm-hmm. Which one's the Micos?
Well, that's what they called them at that particular time.
There weren't a lot of
archives.
Them. Apparently were not
there
a
weren't.
Lot of them.
No, there were about 8. You know, that they had seen.
You
know, so,
when you talk about Apaches, they show up in the dozens and dozens.
Right. Yeah.
You talk about these Mansos,
yeah.
and there's
they
just a
peaceful.
Few of them.
They
right.
were,
and they got
and
them.
That, and that's the name that the Spaniards
right,
gave
right, of course,
them
Mansos,
were,
the hands, yeah.
They were friendly. And so they weren't aggressive.
And that later movie, Mansos, Hands of Fate, had nothing to do with
no.
it.
No,
don't go there. Don't go there.
Let's not go with that one.
No, we got a little levity
show.
In a show here once in a while. But the thing about the Spaniards coming through here, it's incredibly unusual in the conquest of North America to have this kind of thing occur. And it's right in our laps. And mm-hmm. it would be bizarre, I think, to do some reenactments of the caravan.
Right.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Go find somebody who knows how to build a carreta and get a bunch of those. And say, okay, you want to sign up for this?
It happened in San Elizario, and you know that they've been doing that in Santa Barbara, Chihuahua.
Well, wait,
so
what,
it would be wonderful to have it come through the whole way.
What do you finish my? Let me finish my contest. You get these carretas, and you get people to sign up, and they get two oxen. And here's your oxen, and here's your carreta. The first guy gets to Las Cruces wins.
Oh.
You know,
yeah.
and make it like that.
Well,
and then do it every year.
Well, Keystone's got a carreta up there.
Yeah,
we're getting our display ready, so you'll have one of the stops along the way up to Las Cruces.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Keystone is a perfect example of the history along the way. And there's so many pieces of history along the Camino. It's amazing. I started looking into it, and I found people in Las Cruces who were part of the original Oñate thing.
Right.
And they just decided to stay there, and they're still there,
mm-hmm.
Up in Doña Ana.
Right.
There's people all over the trail.
That all over
a
the
fascinating
trail.
Story. Mm-hmm. Really would. So if we get too much money, let's make a movie.
Yes.
Okay. Martha Vettis here. And also, when we come back after this break, our last break, ask you again, how do people get involved? How do they sign up for some of these American Revolution chicks? No, it's the Daughters of America.
Revolution.
I shouldn't call them that because they're going to come after me for sure. Anyway, call us up if you think you really need to. Otherwise,
544-5876-544-KTSM, or you can go to our Facebook page, the El Paso History Radio Show, and you can see a picture of lovely Martha Vera.
Martha.
Thank you.
For your first car, your next car, that cool car, that smart car. I know you hear this a lot from me. I'm Luke Lowenfield, owner of Casa Kia on George Dieter. Hold the music. And I love saying that so much. Then people start saying it too. I'm like, first car. And they're like,
next car.
Then I go, cool car. And they go,
smart car.
Then it's like people texting and searching. First car, next car, cool car, smart car.
First car, next car, cool car, smart car. First car, next car, cool car, smart car.
And used cars too. Really awesome used cars. For zero down. No payments for 90 days. Payments starting under $200. Here at Casa Kia, we're easy to shop, easy to find on George Dieter across from Chico's Tacos. I know it's a free plug for Chico's, but they love us and we love them. And they're literally across the street. Anyway, just know, we're ready when you're ready to get into a new Casa Kia, new or used, car, truck, or SUV. You'll love it. So for your first car, your next car, that cool car, that smart car, new or used, it's all here at Casa Kia and CasaKia.com.
Unapproved credit, TTNL extra.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Looking to buy a car? Online shopping can be confusing. Not anymore with True Price from True Car. Now you can know the exact price you'll pay for the car you want and see what other people paid for it too. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
Hey guys, good news! The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/today. After that, it's just 30 bucks for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/today. That's 4hims.com/today for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/today.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Oh, now the mic's open. Okay, now I got to be careful what I say.
Are you all listening to what we're talking about?
You better not be. Yeah, my job is over. Anyway, Hike Up Cristo Rey, Sunday, December 30th, 11 a.m. This is a bizarre thing to do because this is the one about history. You can go on the ones with the Catholics and they do the Stations of the Cross.
That's right.
That's not what this is. when they come to town, your family and friends on Sunday, December 30, 11 a.m. 11 a.m., you get a 2.5-hour hike. Call this number, 328-4110, and it's a donation. The Restoration Committee is running it, but it's really Randy Limbert helping do it. Boom, El Paso scene. Thank
yes,
you, Randy. December 30, 11 a.m.,
328-4110. And while we're talking about hiking, you've got up at the tramway, you've got holiday postcard making, and that's going to be December 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Tom Mays unit up there in the mountains. They'll be making their own ornaments and postcards to send to our loved ones over the holidays. And then the last Sunday hike, it's a Santa hike. December 30th, we'll be sending Santa off into the mountains at 7:30 a.m. We'll be meeting at the Thousand Steps Trail at North Stanton at 7:30 a.m., and they'll carpool to the tramway to hike up Directismo, then down Thousand Steps Trails on the other side.
That's a bizarre hike I've done.
I know. Well, that's why Santa will be gone after that. And I tell them out, he'll be carpooling back to tramway because you'll be so tired to the rest of the other vehicles. So bring water, snacks, and sun protection.
Call them
up. It's perfect weather this time of year to really be hiking up there.
It is, unless it's just so foggy and wet. That's not a good plan.
No, but things won't be wanting to eat you on the way down.
Not too much. Okay. You see all the deer coming down in the west side these days? That's another whole subject. Okay, Martha Vera, thank you for coming in. We're about done here. Do people get involved in this? What would you like them to do?
Well, I'd like them to call the Sociedad Cultural de España or get on our website or Facebook page. You can become a member there. And you'll get all of the events. We are going to have a conference series at the El Paso History Museum. So you can also contact the El Paso History Museum.
Society, say that group again, Society.
Have her write
Sociedad
it down.
Cultural de España.
So on Facebook, Sociedad.
Write it down for me.
She'll put it up as a link here. But that's the point. People can get involved. They don't have to get too involved. They don't want to. You can join the Historical Society. You'll learn stuff over there. And don't walk in thinking you have to already know stuff. You can become an historical commissioner, and that's a more formal obligation to help them out with the markers and other kind of things that they go through the county. But also, here's another one that you did. Again, say that name slowly.
Sociedad Cultural de España. That is the group that promotes Spanish culture, history, gastronomy. So you'd get to learn a lot.
Now, wait a minute now. You're talking about food.
Food.
Okay. Now, see, you did a dinner here that we didn't help you. Maybe we should have helped you with it. But the thing is, your dinner... That wasn't the food served in El Paso. That was the food served in Spain.
That's right. Food served in Spain. But talking about pepes and talking about
pepes,
tacos.
Yeah. Where do you think they came from? Right.
Okay. Right. Don Juan de Oñate, they were eating tacos.
You mean he brought the first Taco Bell to El Paso?
That's right. It was Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Well, life goes on here. But it's an interesting history. And if you don't embrace the fact that this was once New Spain and what that meant to the culture, and why everybody in the majority of El Paso speaks Spanish. Does anybody even know that? I mean...
Right. Oh. And the blending of our cultures.
Oh, it's
amazing. You know, the natives and the Spaniards and just and everyone who came after that.
Well, I think
that's what's beautiful about our area.
That's the point. What's interesting about El Paso is the blending of cultures, and nobody gets mad. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is all one big thing. I grew up eating Mexican food. I thought I was Mexican for a while. Turns out I'm not. But it was fun to think I was because, I eat their food. But the whole thing is, it's a whole interesting world we have here. All right, Martha, we're going to come back next week and do a biggie. Thank you for being here this week.
Thank you.
And everybody else, cphistory.com for details about the radio show.
That's right.
Pepe's today, the special again was?
The red chili cheese enchiladas.
There you go. Everybody, next week, cphistory.com. Melissa, next week?
Next week, and I'll see you all at Keystone tonight.
Tonight. Take care, guys. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.